We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
It's a Friday, and albeit depending on what part of the state you are in, I know in the Milwaukee area, the southern portion of the state, getting a lot of rain. Northern portion, it's been cold. It's been rainy on and off. It's been snow. I saw some of the pictures from up north. So we've had a myriad of different things. A lot of fog in the area down here last night. I know they lit up the Hone Bridge last evening, as they've been working on that for quite some time. And last night was the big unveil. And albeit, I will say, it did look pretty cool. Bursting through the fog, it was quite foggy last night. So that was a little bit disappointing. But that being said, things are good, and we've got Big Ten football back tonight. You got the Badgers that are at home taking on out of Camp Randall, taking on Lovie Smith in Illinois this evening. So you have that happening. So things are good in that realm. You know, I'm excited about it. I really am. I'm fired up for Big Ten football. I'm fired up to get back into the NFL again this coming weekend. You saw a game that started out between two teams that, quite frankly, stink. It started out kind of like you would think. It was just a bad game, a bad football game last night. And then it got interesting. It got somewhat entertaining. So, you know, I was somewhat, I don't want to say surprised by it. But the Eagles rallied to come back and get the win over the Giants last night. So I was a little bit thrilled that it at least turned into something watching that game last evening, because I'm not a debate watcher, so to speak. I know that was what everybody was filling up Twitter with last night, and I just kind of went about my business and enjoyed myself last evening. And so anyway, the NFL, they had a decent game, albeit not the best matchup, like I stated, but at least they had a decent game. And then that brings us to the Green Bay Packers getting ready to go into Houston. Now, I was on a Houston radio station a little bit earlier today and was talking about this upcoming game. And look, they are somewhat salivating at the fact that the Green Bay Packers offensively did not look great against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, David Bakhtiari, we'll see if he even practices today. I doubt it, but we'll see if he practices today. We'll cross our fingers. But then you've got to, you know, shore up that left tackle position, the right tackle position. You got to protect Aaron Rodgers, who was just flat out beat up last week. So that's going to be an area of concern. And then what really, I think, as much as I want to see the offense get back on track and get back to what it is they do best by motion and movement and pre-snap, you know, adjustments, I also want to be able to see what this defense does against Deshaun Watson, because not only is he a quarterback that can throw the football, but he's also a very mobile quarterback for a defense that at times has not looked good when it comes to, we'll say, the fundamentals of tackling. So anyway, there you go. By the way, the Milwaukee Bucks, breaking news. The Bucks are hiring Josh Oppenheimer as an assistant coach. Oppenheimer had previously worked for the team as a member of both the Larry Drew and Jason Kidd coaching staffs. So Josh Oppenheimer coming back to Milwaukee. But, you know, there's other people that they're like, man, whatever, you know. Look, I still think Darvin Ham is an excellent assistant head coach. I'm hoping that they were able to lock up Giannis this offseason. If not, I'm sure they're going to do it next offseason, but you don't want to let that linger. That's for damn sure. But I hope that they're able to lock him up and move forward and get that out of the way and then continue on, because I'm crossing my fingers that that whole thing, just that whole discussion just subsides and goes away, and then they can just concentrate on winning and putting the pieces around Giannis that are necessary to get them to that next level. So anyway, a little deviation there for just a second. Good show last night, by the way. Thanks to Kevin Holden from CBS 58, Christina Tussaud as well. We had a really fun and good discussion on the panel last night during the Bill Michaels Huddle. And thanks to all of you who watched via Facebook Live last night also. So thanks for doing that. And who knows, maybe I'll do some Facebook Live again this weekend. But I know we're going to do it either next Monday or next Tuesday night, so pay attention. And follow me on Twitter. You can follow me over on the Facebook fan page. And we'll continue to update you as when we're going to do some of those get-togethers again, those virtual get-togethers, I guess, is the best way to put it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So the key to a Packers win, if you had to say three things as far as the key to a Packers win, okay, and I always start out with the obvious. You know, you're going to talk about turnovers, going to talk about third down, getting off the field, and then there's going to be something else, okay? So what I'm going to do to myself, all right, I'm going to do this to myself, because it's while it's true, usually the team that wins a turnover battle wins the game, while it's true, it's also obvious and cliche. So three keys to a Packers win this weekend. Three keys to a Packers win this weekend that go a little bit deeper into this team. Three keys to a Packers weekend, to a Packers win this weekend. And I already gave you a couple of them, but three keys to a Packers win. Okay. My number three key, I think, is being able to stop Deshaun Watson from running, because I really believe that he can hurt you with his legs. He can get up and down the field. He can throw on the run. He's got big hands. He can pump fake. So you got to stay home. You got to stay in your lane, and you got to be able to contain him, okay, because, like I said, he can hurt you with his legs. Number two. Be able to defend J.J. Watt. Be able to defend J.J. Watt, because you have got to keep him out of the backfield. Between Brandon Dunn, Whit Mercellus, the strong side linebacker, the Sam linebacker, if you will, Tyler Adams, I'd love to see J.J. Watt come into a situation like the Green Bay Packers, play alongside Kenny Clark, and then put Preston and Za'Darius Smith on the outside, because there's a lot of talk about trades. But to me, J.J. Watt gets geeked up to play the Green Bay Packers. He gets excited for it. He knows the eyes of Wisconsin are all upon him. So he gets excited. Keep J.J. Watt from crushing Aaron Rodgers, okay? And J.J.'s not dirty. So you know if he gets a shot at Aaron Rodgers, other than a hard tackle, he's not doing anything over and above, okay? But you got to keep J.J. Watt from being a one-man wrecking crew. And number three, really I could go probably four, but if I want to go up to number, the number one thing that I want to see happen for the Green Bay Packers to get a win in this contest, get out of the huddle with 10 or more seconds to go in the play clock. Get out of the huddle with 10 or more seconds to go on the play clock. Because you need to be able to get the hard counts, you need to be able to get the movement, the motion, get back to the things that got you there that we did not see last week. You could probably go with like a 1A being get Devonta his targets, but that is not the sole focus. Not that I think Aaron Rodgers solely focuses on him, but it has been known to happen. But then again, he is your best wide receiver, okay? He's your best wide receiver. So it's going to be natural. He's going to get more targets, but sometimes the focus doesn't need to be him. Get back to spreading the ball around. But to me, get out of the huddle. Get your motion, get your movement, and that then will open up Devontae. That will then open up Aaron Jones out of the backfield, or Jamal Williams out of the backfield, or whatever. If you get numerical, 25 touches for Aaron Jones, 32 touches total for Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. Not even worried about work, because I know some people tweet me all the time saying they're worried about getting A.J. Dillon more carries. I'm not worried about that. You know, if the game becomes a blowout, get him carries so you can at least see what he's going to do continuously so he gets a lather going. But right now he's got to run lower and got to run behind his pads. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program is brought to you by good friends over there, Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Brewed with that unique five-step filtration process that ensures the cleaner finish, no lingering aftertaste, and only 100 calories. So give me your keys. If you got three keys to a game win this weekend for the Green Bay Packers, what are the three keys to the Packers getting a win this weekend? What are the three keys to the Packers getting a win this weekend? Stick around. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show on a Friday edition, getting you ready for a Badger football coming up tonight, Packers football coming up this weekend. You got Game 3 of the World Series coming up tonight as well. We got a lot of sports on tap. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show continues on. What are the three keys to a Packers win this weekend? Packers taking on the Houston Texans. And Packers looking to get back on track after getting somewhat beat up, or just beat up if you want to call it that, last weekend down in Tampa Bay. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. 48. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. This was from Mark, who says, I think that David Bakhtiari most likely will not play. Did he practice yesterday? No, he did not. Did not participate. He's got that chest injury. Did not participate yesterday. He goes on to say that they're going to protect Aaron Rodgers. They can flip J.J. Watt side to side. He is that versatile. He likes to come off the right side more often than not, but he can go to the left side, and that will be an area of need. Look, it doesn't matter where J.J. Watt is. Depending on the side of either your overload or your strength or your one-on-one, and obviously if you've got a running back in the backfield to help chip block, so to speak, just to give Aaron Rodgers that extra second, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, they've got a decent pass rush. The problem is that their tackling has just been awful. They seem to be a step slow. The Houston Texans, and part of that is when you are trying so hard, you can overrun plays. When I went back and started watching some of the games of the Houston Texans, it's not from lack of effort at times, because there are times where they just look like they just don't care. I will 100% agree with that. But sometimes it's like they're trying so hard that they – they just overrun plays. They're out of place. So I look at the Houston Texans and say that this was a team that really worked their tails off, but they have not performed well at times because they're just overrunning plays. They're out of place. I mean, they rank third to last. You know who's dead last, by the way, in tackling? Dead last in tackling. The Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings rank last when it comes to tackling. When it comes to sacks, overall sacks, the Colts are the worst. And by the way, the Packers, 8 sacks on the season, which puts them in the 20th range. Not a great total. Not like last year. But then again, look, that game against New Orleans, Drew Brees got rid of the ball in a hurry. That was their thought. And teams are going to that. They're doing that more often. The Texans 5th right now in total sacks. They got a pass rush. They just don't do anything else very well. So, to me, yeah, you're right. With David Bakhtiari being out, keep Aaron Rodgers. That was one of my keys to this game. Keep Aaron Rodgers upright. He had 3 sacks going into the game last week, ended up being sacked 5 times, knocked down 13 times in that ballgame. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give me your 3 keys to the Packers getting a win this week. And coming up after the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Kevin Holden from CBS 58 is going to be here. This is from Satchel. Satchel says, hey, guys, great program. Always love listening to you. Oh, here in Nashville, Tennessee. I think the 3 keys of the game are keeping J.J. Watt at bay, being able to get the ball vertical downfield. I want to see Marquez Valdes-Scantling come up with a big catch or two. Their secondary is not very good. And number 3 would be getting the play calls in on time and getting your rhythm back. That is from Satchel, listening to us down in Nashville on the radio.com app. Satchel, appreciate it. Good stuff. Thanks for the insight. Got one here. This is from Butch, who says, if I had to pick one or the other, if the Packers made a trade at the trade deadline, I'd go defensive. But it isn't how the Packers operate. The last bold midseason move they made was Andre Rison. That was it. Ron Wolf ain't walking through that door. Packers need to keep Aaron Rodgers upright, but their defense needs to get better if they're going to win a championship. 855-830-8648. Matt says, when's the last time J.J. Watt took over a game? He hasn't taken over a game in a while. But he has the ability to deter and has the ability to have a lot of focus given to him. Therefore, it can become any. Look, the pass rush is the pass rush. They're 5th best in the National Football League. You can't argue that. That's statistically true. You know what I mean? Kevin says, is this a preview to him coming home? I would love to see them pick up J.J. Watt at the trade deadline. I would, because I think he would work well alongside Kenny Clark with Preston and Zadarius Smith. I think it opens things up for everybody else. I mean, if I had my druthers, I'd ask myself, if I had to make a move, if I was the Green Bay Packers, would I go offense or defense? If you had to pick up Julio Jones or J.J. Watt, which one would you go after? You know? Think about it, because your offense, that would really open things up. That would really open things up. But how many times have we seen a good offensive team get to a postseason or get to a Super Bowl only to be shut down by a better defensive team? I would love to see them bolster the defense. As tempting as it is to score more points and go after the shiny object, you know what I mean? Let's go to Tom, listening to us in Green Bay. Tom, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. All's wet and good up here.
Yeah, it's nasty here, too.
I'm all about the numbers. So my 3 keys are our running backs, as a total, need to get somewhere total yardage, 150 or more total.
Okay.
Somebody other than alongside Devontae has to get 75 yards. A different receiver has to get 75 plus. And then the other side, we need to keep Watson under 300 total yards. I think we'll do that. We'll be just fine.
Okay. That's you bring in the stats. I like that. Appreciate it, man. So the running back's 150-plus yards total. That's through the air and on the ground. And that's with Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, most likely A.J. Dillon. Receiving, some other receiver besides Devontae Adams has to have 75 yards or more. And then he's got Deshaun Watson. If you can keep him total under 300 yards, that's passing and running, then you're good to go. Then he believes they can get a win. I'll go along with that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Yvonne writes in the Wendy's email inbox, love Aaron Rodgers, but do you think after the last game he will be shell-shocked after being beat up that bad? Do you see him hanging onto the ball and running more, trying to get away from a pass rush that may or may not be there? No, not really. That's an understandable question because of the amount of times that he did get hit in that game. It's not the same. Even though they have a pretty good pass rush, it's not the same. And I think when you get hit, if you hang on to the football, you don't get hit if you get rid of the football. So I think you're going to get back to a rhythm offense, a rhythm passing game, more motion, more running, in and out of the huddle, give them time to get to the line of scrimmage, time to set up. So I so no, to answer your question, no, I don't really. I mean, look, as a quarterback, you never want to see, you know, your quarterback. You never want to see yourself get beat up like that. I mean, it can, we'll say, create phantom pressure at times, but no, Aaron Rodgers is too much of a veteran to see that, to have it come to pass. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Got Gina Della from Pella. She is sitting at home right now just waiting for your phone call, waiting for you to hit the internet and check out all the products they have, because you can get new windows or doors. You can pick out the interior. You can pick out the finish. You can pick out the hardware. And not just beautify your home, but I'm talking about making it more energy efficient, making it more secure, your home more valuable. All of those things come along with getting new windows and doors. And some of the best reasons to do it is because right now they've got a tremendous financing offer. You can go through the end of the month. You can go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No money down, no interest, and no payments for 24 months when you replace your leaky, the old, the windows, the doors. Do that right now. You can choose, by the way, 2.99% APR financing for 12 years if you decide to go that route. If you want to spread those payments out, you can do that too. But we know it's getting colder. We're not going to see out of the 40s next week. I mean, this sucks. We're like 10 degrees, 12 degrees below our norm right now. And we're not going to get out of the 40s. So you know if you've got leaky windows and doors, you're feeling it right now. And by the way, they install year-round. They'll do one room at a time, do it very, very well, so you can still keep the heat in your home, not lose a lot of money while they're doing it, while your house would be wide open normally, and it's not going to be. They take care of everything. They can get it done in and out most of the time within a day. They'll measure it. They'll manufacture it. They'll assemble it. They'll come and install it. Pella now and pay later. No money down, no interest, no payments for 24 months or 12 years, 2.99% APR to approved credit now through October 31st. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. This one's from Luke, who says, I think they need more D linemen and inside linebackers. If the Packers were to make a trade, I'd rather see them go to the defensive side of the football. It sounds like our offensive line is significantly impacted by injuries right now. That is worrisome. I want to see Aaron Rodgers stay upright. Do you think they're going to be able to run the football? I think running the football might be better in Houston, only for the fact that they do collapse the pocket with a pass rush, but they are at times, like I said, they overplay. They don't set the edges all the time. They tend to get anxious because of the pass rush. So it does create openings. It does create the ability to bounce the ball outside a quick jump, because Aaron Jones has a really good jump cut. He can pop a direction. He's much quicker than, say, Jamal Williams or even A.J. Dillon, and he can get to the second level. Once you get to the second level with this team, they do have some speed in the secondary, but then you're already talking about moving the sticks and moving the chains consistently. Real quick, let's go to Antonio listening to us in Appleton. Antonio, how you doing today, man? What's up?
I'm good. How you doing, Bill? Long time.
Good today. What's up?
Caller.
Glad to have you.
I just wanted to talk about Devontae Adams and the offense. I think the Packers, when he gets hurt, you can see the offense do really good, especially last year. We saw it this year. Then he comes back, and then you know, LaFleur tries to just force it to Devontae, or I don't know if it's Aaron just trying to force it to Devontae, but it seems like it messes the timing of our offense. Messes with the timing of our offense, and I just think that they should stick to their game plan and stick to what they're good at, not try to force it to him. I understand he's a superstar. He's a good wide receiver. He's great. And you know, Rodgers loves him. They have good chemistry, but I don't think that we need to be trying to force him to the ball, to force the ball to him on, you know, majority of the plays. I mean, we saw it in Tampa Bay. They just, I mean, I understand we don't have a lot of weapons on the side to help him out, but I mean, we were scoring 30-plus points without him.
I agree with you. Don't force him the ball. He is one of your best receivers. He's your best receiver. So you want to get him the ball, but you want to get him the ball to where he can make plays without being continually contested or have, you know, the opportunity to have the ball turned over numerous times like we saw. But, look, I appreciate the phone call. You want to get the ball to Devontae Adams. He's your best receiver. You're going to give him more opportunities. Go out and make a play. Go out and do something that's going to be dynamic and that way we all understand why he's your best receiver, why he's considered one of the better in the league. What you don't want to do is force it to him time and again and time and again and time and again and look him down, because then that's when the defenders begin to jump the route, much like we saw this past weekend. But no, I have no problem if Devontae Adams has 14 targets and 8 catches or 9 catches or 10 catches and everybody else has, say, another 25 catches total and, you know, you're talking a total of 350 to 400 yards for Aaron Rodgers, well, then that's usually a pretty good day. I don't mind that. But what I don't want is where Devontae Adams gets the ball, gets the ball, gets the ball, and suddenly you're just staring at him and not looking off the off or looking off the defense or the coverage, because that's then when it gives them the opportunity to create a turnover. Let's do this. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 in Milwaukee. He's going to be joining us. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face, hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take you.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget, what's to eat for dinner? Oh, Quick Trip's got you covered. They've got some fresh baked meals. They put them in the packaging. They get them out the exact same day. You grab them that afternoon and take them home, pop them in the microwave that evening, and it is fresh, heat and eat right there from Quick Trip. Things like turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and stuffings and pork roasts and you name it, they have got it. And Quick Trip, tremendous place that gets you everything right there real fast. Quick Trip, they have got you covered. And don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, we've got our buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Kevin, how you doing, pal?
Man, it's all good. I'm happy to make it to another Friday and be talking two different Wisconsin football teams in the same weekend. I never thought I'd be so excited to say that.
Right. So let's start with the Badgers coming up tonight. Badgers taking on Illinois. And what do you I mean, I think the number one thing we're all circling is Graham Mertz's debut, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, here's the story that we've told for – I mean, really for generations, but especially since the era of Russell Wilson, where we learned that the Badgers could be more than just a good football program if they had that type of quarterback, a difference-making type of quarterback, that they could be a great program. They could be a contender. And in this last few years that we've seen, the Badgers are really close to the playoff. They've been right on the cusp of the college football playoff. This is a weird year, but if you could get Graham Mertz a year of experience in this very weird year, and he can lead the Badgers to a good or great season this year, I think the expectations for 2021 and beyond would be fantastic, because they develop running backs. They develop offensive line. It's not an issue. The Badgers' defense has been pretty good most years. But you get a quarterback, you've got a different type of program. It would be fun to watch.
So does he, in your opinion, have the weapons to throw? Because the kid's got an unbelievable arm, and they talk about the physical attributes, the fact that he does look like a quarterback. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's got a terrific arm, he can get downfield. Do you think he's going to have the good weapons to throw to downfield?
Yeah, now there's your big, big question at this point, because it is you start a year and you never know when you're talking about this program and how, like, guys that graduate, guys that come in, that sort of thing. You usually hear something about a tight end. We're talking, the Jake Fergusons of the world, or, what can Danny Davis be? What could Kendrick Pryor be? I mean, this is a group that has a chance to be there, but I wonder if they won't just develop together. I mean, that chemistry is something that you'll be watching in these first few games. The other thing, by the way, that's going to be interesting about the development of Graham Mertz, and I think it helps him, is that it ain't New Mexico State. It's not the Citadel. It's
right.
All Big Ten stuff right off the top. Like, your game one is the team that kind of derailed the first part of your season last year. I mean, that's, in other words, there is no, like, easing into this. And I like I said, I think it brings the adrenaline out. I think that might actually help Mertz and help his receivers get chemistry early in the year.
I can't wait for college football tonight. I'm excited. Then you got the Packers trying to get themselves back on track come Sunday. And, look, I think the keys to the game for me, I mean, we can talk about the cliches like I had mentioned earlier with the turnovers and such, but getting the offense going, getting that rhythm back, getting in and out of the huddle, obviously being able to put some kind of a containment on Deshaun Watson and not allowing him to run wild, which is really kind of my fascination coming into this game, defensively speaking. And the fact that on Wednesday, Matt LaFleur took so many questions about why his defense is not getting home on quarterbacks. I would assume that Mike Pettine's going to probably do a few things to try to put a little more pressure on Deshaun Watson without allowing him to get outside and start running wild. So I just think there's going to be a different tenacity in this ballgame. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, LaFleur Wednesday said something that I thought was really interesting. He was talking about what the Packers are doing this week to try to develop that pass rush, to try to put some new wrinkles in. And as you know, LaFleur is not a guy that divulges very much. He is very good at the art of holding that press conference, but not telling you a heck of a lot of what's going on. So the fact that he specifically mentioned that makes me think that, yeah, there really was something under construction this week at practice that the Packers can unleash at Deshaun Watson. By the way, the Texans are one of those teams. They've had a really rough year. And sometimes when a team that's got talent has had a rough year, I get a little nervous about the breakout game, you know, the chance where they could finally play, you know, the way that they've been capable. I just, with this team, because they've already gone through a head coach now, because they've already talked about trading guys, maybe they're not at that point, but that will perpetually make me nervous when a team that's supposed to be decent comes in with one win. You worry that they've just saved all their luck for you. So hopefully that hasn't happened or won't happen this week.
We were talking last night about the trade deadline, and obviously there's been some things when it comes to Antonio Brown possibly going to the Seattle Seahawks, Dez Bryant going to the Baltimore Ravens, some of these guys that they're pulling out of that haven't been playing for a while now. But then the trade rumors begin, and there's been some speculation that maybe, just maybe, Houston may be willing to move J.J. Watt. Now, I don't think they're going to do that, and I think it's maybe a 99.9% chance that they don't. However, if you were going to be Brian Gutekunst and make one big move, you're going after a guy like Julio Jones or maybe Odell Beckham Jr., or you're going after a guy like J.J. Watt, which side of the ball would you bolster first?
Oh, man. 9 out of 10 times, I would say defense. 9 out of 10 times where if you find that difference maker on that side of the ball, that's the thing that makes you an instantly better team. This is the one team that might make me think about it differently, because – I feel like one more receiver specifically can change the composition of this offense. And it's, you know, because you have Davante Adams, and then behind him, everybody else is still sort of getting sea legs. You know, you have Lazard hurt. That's a big issue. If you put J.J. Watt in front of me, even at this point in his career, I don't know if I can pass that up. I feel like J.J. Watt at this age gives you more than Julio Jones does at this age, than Randall Cobb does at this age. And so I guess he gets the slight edge still, but I would not be upset at all if a receiver was added to this group. And I think it's the one time when you could say that Rodgers could really use that extra weapon at receiver rather than develop it. I would like to see them bring that in.
I'm talking with Kevin Holt from CBS 58, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. The defense, I want to go back to something that you had said when they're talking about dialing things up. Has the defense, or maybe the defense's problems, been more schematic, say Mike Pettine, or personnel? Because if you believe that you can scheme things up, that means maybe the coaches haven't been doing their due diligence. However, when I look at this defense, I ask myself, secondary-wise, they're pretty good. I mean, I think they're one of the better secondaries in the National Football League, at least top 10. So is it more personnel, or is it more, do you think, coaching at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can say it's personnel, because really the secondary is in the same position. You have the Smith still. Kenny Clark has missed some time, but you know, you're dealing with his presence still there, and which means the only real change is Blake Martinez out and Christian Kirksey in, and I can't call that the sort of thing that would change a defense from something pretty good to something that's been downgraded. I kind of rule out the idea of personnel. You might have guys that haven't performed up to speed, you know, through the first five or six games of the year, but I still see the talent level, and I still feel like that group should be performing better than they are. I don't know. I hesitate to throw it on the coaching staff, but at the same time, if you're going one or the other, personnel is not that different for me. I feel, again, they don't play them on paper, but I feel like these games should go more the Packers' way defensively with what they've got on that defensive side of the ball. Maybe they just need a game. Maybe it's one of those times where you have a talented group and they play that one dominant defensive game. Remember last year they got it in the first week of the year in Chicago and they rode that momentum all year. Maybe they get it this week in Houston. They can ride that momentum for the rest of this year.
We both picked the Packers to win this game and get back on track, so hopefully that all comes true. I'm looking forward, hopefully, the Badgers getting a win tonight and an impressive win, and we're all going to be circling Graham Mertz's performance and talking about it on Monday. Kevin, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Cannot wait, man. It's great to have Packers, but it's great to have multiple sports. And by the way, quick update, Drew Burgoyne spent the entire week yelling in Wilford Brimley speak at me. Remember we were talking about that last week?
Yes.
He has not stopped. He keeps yelling at me to eat my damn oatmeal.
Well, you know what? Oatmeal is a good grain. It's not necessarily keto-friendly, but it's a good grain if you're for strength and conditioning. So you go for it, pal.
I'm just more scared of him. I'm doing it because I don't want
this
to
is true.
Rat.
Yeah. No, I get that, too. I get that, too. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
See you, pal. There you go. That is Kevin Holden from CBS 58 joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. If you're looking for a job, you're looking for a new team, you want to go someplace else, you want a different career, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Tunyon? Tunyon? Yes. I have a bag of Tunyons. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers practice in pads inside the Hudson Center. Missing were defensive tackle Tyler Lancaster, running back Tyler Irvin, and left tackle David Bakhtiari due to injury. Now, last year, the Packers defense pressured the quarterback over 300 times. So far this year, those numbers are less than half. Where is the pass rush, Matt LaFleur?
Certainly hasn't been to the level that we want. We definitely know we need to get more rush. It's something that we've been working hard on, and hopefully that'll show in this next game.
The Packers fly to Houston tomorrow to face the Texans on Sunday. The Texans off to a horrible 1-5 start and may become sellers before the trading deadline. Defensive end J.J. Watt, born in Waukesha, was asked if he ever dreamed of playing for the Packers one day.
I imagine myself playing for Pewaukee High School. That's as far as I got in my dreams at the time, so... I mean, growing up in Wisconsin, you know, that's just the way it was.
That's J.J. Watt. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on The Bill Michaels Show.
Van Horn Automotive, they want to buy your car. If you are looking to sell maybe some extra cash, check out our friends at Van Horn Automotive. They can help you out. They are giving away the Kelley Blue Book Fair Appraisal Value. And if you are looking to just sell your car, you don't even have to go in and buy anything. If you're just looking to just sell your car, stop by any one of their locations in the state of Wisconsin or over in Iowa, and they'll do their best to give you the price that you are looking for. And if you do decide to either trade it in or sell it and then come back and buy another one, they've got new, they've got used. Imports, domestics, all makes and models, and their showrooms and their service departments, they continually clean every day to make sure that you're safe. And, you know, everybody's doing it, but they really do it well. So much so that, like I said many a times, I have bought four vehicles from them, three trucks and a car, and just I love every experience that I've had. and I can't say enough about them. And they're just good, good people to deal with. I mean, really, that's what you're buying. You're buying, because you can buy a car anywhere. Let's be honest, okay? But you're buying a dealership. You're buying somebody that's going to service the vehicle the way it should be and treat you the way it should be. And with the advent of the internet, you can get the price almost anywhere, right? So go to a place that's willing to take care of you, and that's our friends over at Van Horn Automotive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. Family-born, employee-owned. That's VanHornAuto.com. Apparently, Robert Tonyan is not Tonyan. It's Tonyan, and it rhymes with Funyan, if you're familiar with the onion treat. He just didn't feel like correcting everybody over the last couple of years, but the Packers PR put out a tweet and an alert that said Robert Tonyan's last name is pronounced Tonyan, like as in one ton, which is T-O-N, not Tonyan, like Tanya, but Tonyan, like T-O-N, ton, but pronounced Funyan, like that. The Tonyan, you get it? So yesterday it was people having fun with it, and they put his picture on a bag of Funyuns and called it Tonyans, and so it was running wild on the internet yesterday. But yeah, when you talk about Robert Tonyan, which is going to take me a little time to say because it's been wrong all this time, it's Tonyan, not Tonyan. So just, you know, when you go to draft him in your fantasy league, or you pick him up on a waiver wire, say I'm looking to get Robert Tonyan, not Robert Tonyan. Just so we're all clear on that. Oh, looking forward to the Badgers coming up tonight and the Grandma Mertz era getting underway. We're going to talk more about the Badgers coming up here in the next segment of the program after the top of the hour. We're going to get back in touch with our good buddy Ebo, co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show at 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, the Zone out in Madison. And I miss those guys, man. We used to get together for some pretty cool tailgates out in down the street on Regent Street out in front of the Red Zone. We used to have some fun times down there, and with COVID, we can't do it. So we're hoping to, at some point, to get back out that way, and maybe life will return to somewhat of a semblance of normalcy. But in the meantime, all we can do is chit-chat. So we're going to have to talk to Ebo, co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show, on the Zone out there in Madison. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.